What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yo, this is comedian Whitney Cummings.
I dated a professional athlete, and I was like, well, why would you date me if, like, I'm the person you date if you want, like, a challenge? And he just went, why would any man want a challenge in their relationship? I thought it was, like, hot to you. I thought it was, like, what guys wanted.
Who told you this? Who told you?
Other women. It's usually other women justifying, like, when it doesn't work out. Girl, you're just too strong for him. You're just too strong-willed.
She wants a guy challenge.
Hmm, interesting.
As a woman, she wants a guy who's a challenge. And this is a lack of empathy on a woman's perspective to just assume that what you want is what... If I wanted what you wanted, then I would want another dude. Well, I like it, so everybody else must like it. Men and women are the exact same, that we're the same, that we think the same way, that we want the same things, which is just not true.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
Dante, we're always out there trying to find the information on the net to see, you know, what people are talking about. And it's not always just bad dating advice, but there's I like the female perspective on stuff, so... I want to show you this video. This is a comedian, Whitney Cummings. And she is some interesting perspective here. Let me know what you think.
Okay.
I dated a professional athlete, great at what he does. There's not a lot of room for emotion to be involved. It's either true or it's not true, or you're going to get your neck broken. He could date whoever he wanted or sleep with whoever he wanted. And we were like arguing about something. And I was like, well, why would you date me if, like, I'm the person you date if you want, like, a challenge? And he just went, why would any man want a challenge in their relationship? In that moment was like, oh my God, I thought it was, like, hot to you. I thought it was, like, what guys wanted. I thought it was, like, feisty. Like, I apologize.
Well, especially if you're dating somebody that is high performing in any realm, has goals. If you're working that hard in the office, do you really want to come home and be like, right, there's that to-do list done. I wonder what fires I need to fight when I step through the front door as well.
Where did you get this from? In my mind, the first thing that comes to me is, who told you this? Who told you?
Other women. It's usually other women justifying, like, when it doesn't work out, there's always a group of women going, girl, you're just too strong for him. You're just too strong-willed. He can't handle a feisty woman. He can't handle somebody with intelligence. I think that's where it comes from.
Well, don't you think, so here's my thought on that. She's saying, you know, this is, don't you, why would you want to date me? I'm a challenge. And what she's in essence saying is, she's not saying that even that other women said this. Like, even what you're talking about is what women say after the guy has dumped you, right? That the excuse is, oh, you're too strong. She went into this relationship talking to this guy. Why would you want to date me? And he goes, why would anybody want a challenge in a relationship? And so this was a preconceived notion that she had even before the guy broke up with her, what women have said, whatever. Now, I guarantee you, I agree with you that, you know, a lot of times that accountability after the fact, women will cop a plea and go, what, you know, why would, oh, you're too strong for him. He's too weak, this, that, whatever they thought. That's after the fact. What I'm saying is she's approaching this relationship. This is at the precipice. She's walking towards this relationship with this understanding of she's a challenge and he would want to date a challenge, which is, so she must have this preconceived notion already. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, where would it come from if not other women? If it's preconceived, is it brought in there by other relationships? Is it? I mean, it also could be guys hitting on her.
She wants a guy challenge.
Hmm, interesting.
As a woman, she wants a guy who's a challenge, and this is a lack of empathy on a woman's perspective to just assume that what you want is what. If I wanted what you wanted, then I would want another dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous for me to go, oh, this is, I'm a woman, unless she just feels this is, but this speaks to the whole idea that men and women are the exact same, that we're the same, that we think the same way, that we want the same things, which is just not true. I mean, we're not talking about the idea of gender being a spectrum or so on, but whatever side of that spectrum you're on, you don't want the person that you are, you want something else.
Yeah, well, it's a plethora of options that women have, and I think when you have options, you get to make, for lack of a better term, selfish decisions, because you can do that. You have choices out there. If you don't get exactly what you want, you can just, like a switch, you can start dating other people immediately. You can start dating somebody tomorrow if you wanted, right? And so I think sometimes that breeds, you know, an ability. It's like a spoiled Hollywood star that can just start demanding, I only drink sparkling water, you know, because you have that option. But if you're not famous, if you're not rich, you don't have that option. So you learn to live with what you have and appreciate what you have. I don't know if that makes sense. You know,
well, I mean, yeah, I think that's the case. But are we saying that somebody who, if you got a celebrity and they have a rider, what are we saying? Because I like sparkle water. If I like bubbly water, then everybody else likes bubbly water. I don't think that's what they're saying. You know, she's saying, I like a guy who's a challenge. I like a guy who's a challenge, who's strong, who gives me pushback that I can't walk all over. And so her assumption is this lack of empathy on her part is, well, I like it, so everybody else must like it, which is something really different. Then I have options so I can have what I want. You know what I mean?
It's just a theory on my part. I think this is one of those interesting situations where I don't know that we have it concretely figured out. Like, this is a new concept as to why. Another theory might also be that, you know, she is a strong personality. As a comedian, she has to have a strong personality.
Sure.
So she assumes that anyone who dates her.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Wants a strong personality as opposed to I like you in spite of the strong personality.
Well, I think what you perceive on stage doesn't necessarily, I don't think we all think that somebody who's on stage, well, that's not true. I mean,
I don't think the average person knows that. I think the average person assumes what you are on stage is what you are.
Well,
in life.
I mean, I remember when I did Blacklist, right? And one of the episodes, I got a snitch. I'm supposed to snitch on somebody. And I went back to the hood. I went back to my name and they was like, yo, you snitching, son? I'm like, yo, it's on the script. I don't get to.
TV. Nobody went to jail.
Nobody went to jail. The script was. But here's how ghetto I was. I was so upset that I had to snitch that I kept changing the lines. Like, he would be like, I'm supposed to say, well, what's in it for me? And I was like, I ain't snitching, bitch. Yeah. cut.
Dante, you're supposed to cop a plea here so we can move on to the next scene.
We can move on to the next scene, right? But I think I don't think when somebody like Whitney is a strong comic with a strong personality, and I think she goes, she's saying, like, her persona on stage is funny, but I don't, a guy that dates her, I'm quite sure he doesn't think she is the asshole that she's on stage. I mean, because, I mean, we're all, anybody who's edgy and upfront is a bit of an asshole on stage. But I think the assumption is that in an intimate situation that she would be multidimensional, that she's not just only the person that she is on stage. I mean, you think people think that what they see on stage is all that what they see on stage?
I think people are very basic in their assessment. I think people don't assume you have layers until they show you that they have layers. That would be my assumption of the average person who's not more intuitive about stuff like that.
So you think that people, when people see you on stage as a performer, they think that's all you are?
Yeah. Until you show them something otherwise. Yeah. Until you show them something otherwise. You know, that's why people yell at soap opera characters on the street. Like, how could you fucking turn on Mercurio or whatever the fuck? But I think the other interesting part is the second half of the video where the guy talks about, nobody wants to be challenged.
Right.
In the sense.
Men don't want to be challenged.
Yeah. Excuse me. They don't want to be challenged. We want peace. We don't need. And again, that doesn't mean that men want a woman to be completely submissive at all times and not have a mind of their own.
No.
It doesn't mean that a man doesn't ever want to be told that he's wrong if he did something wrong. But it does mean that we don't need extra drama.
Right.
We don't want the extra drama. We want a drama-free zone. If it's not important and if it's not an emergency or if it's not significant, we don't want to have to deal with it. We got a lot on our agenda. Or at least if you're a solid man, you should have a lot on your agenda.
All right. If you love what we're doing here, go to patreon.com. It's the best way to support us and check out all the bonus content.
That's right. Patreon.com/manschool202. We do weekly bonus episodes. We do listener mail, dating tips. And also, if you love the show, you can go back to the archive starting from episode one. All the episodes will be there at patreon.com/manschool202.
I also think there's a situation where you are going, I admire this woman and her strength because she's creative and these other things, but I don't expect that to be pointed at me. I'm not looking for a knockdown drag out every time when we decide let's order from Uber and then we gotta have this person is a challenge. I think we're looking for a partner, someone that we could work through. But you know what? I can't even say that because I find a lot of the times when I've done consultations, a guy will pick a girl. I mean, first of all, the guy's going to pick the girl based on looks first. I mean, that's always the prerequisite. But a guy will
pick. That's the initial aspect of what a guy is looking at.
Sure. But a guy who has a mom who's volatile or who's aggressive and stuff, a lot of times he will fall in love with the woman that is like his mom. Because his mom becomes the physical manifestation of what he sees womanhood as. And so womanhood is any other representation of motherhood or womanhood other than what he perceives womanhood is doesn't fit into that mold. And so I've seen guys who aggress. I had an uncle who his wife, both, he was married twice, but I mean, he was 83 years old and he was still working as a plumber, boiler guy. You know, like it's crazy that and he just literally worked until he died. And to be honest, while he was on his deathbed, right, she had already got a new guy. She had already kind of, you know, she was taking care of him, but she was already kind of moving on, you know. So, I mean, I remember my uncle, he was a guy who always had a woman who was telling him what to do. He was quiet. Very strong dude, very, you know, like as a man, he was a man's man, but love always had a woman that was, you know.
And you think that's because his mom was that way?
I think it's a little difficult. It's a little different with my uncles because it was 16 of them.
Ah, boy. Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's really convoluted because dad wasn't like that.
Ah, interesting.
My dad loved this. My mom was a sweet woman, you know, but, you know.
I'm sorry. Go on. I'm interrupting you. There's a little bit of a delay, so I apologize.
It was eight brothers, and then each one of them had a little bit of each one were very distinctly different.
Yeah. You know? But I think ultimately my big takeaway from this video is that we just want peace. We don't want whatever you want to consider it, a challenge, obstacles. We don't want unnecessary stuff. Now, it's one thing if we encounter that or if it's necessary, Yeah. That's fine. But, you know, I don't need to get into arguments over dumb little things, over, you know, verbiage or who's doing this, who's doing groceries, or because you don't like a certain thing or you're not into this type of thing. Now we're going to get into argument over nuance. I don't want to get into that argument.
Well, it's also, I think the other part, I think the big takeaway for me is that women have no idea what men want. Like, I mean, Whitney Cummings is not a young, she's not a young chick. She's not a kid, right?
Sure.
So, yeah. And she's probably, I don't know, how old is she?
Let's see. She's in her 40s. She just finally met a man and had married a man, and had a baby. But she's probably in her 40s, I think, at this point.
So the question is, how do you go 20, let's say 25 years of dating men and have no idea that men, that's not something that men want. The only reason why that happens is because you don't care. You don't even have the empathy to say, I want a relationship, but I don't even know what men want.
Well, it's interesting because I agree with you on that sense that they don't care because they don't have to care.
Sure.
Because once it doesn't work out, you can go do something else. For a man, you have to figure out what a woman wants.
Oh, yeah, because then you don't even get a shot.
You don't get a shot. You don't get a shot. And if you lose her, in theory, it's a lot to find another woman to be with you. You got to start that process all over again. And it's the same reason a lot of people don't quit jobs. If you have, you know, it's that for a woman, she can get another job tomorrow. It may not be the job she wants,
but she
can get a job tomorrow.
Well, she can get a dude, but she can't. But I think the other thing is
Well, guys got to get scraps. You got to take whatever you can get is my point initially.
I mean, at least guys think that way.
Correct. Guys think that way. But it is a more difficult process in society now for guys. Even if you know what you're doing, there's a lot more you got to get through in the process of courting a woman.
Sure, you know? Sure. It's your responsibility to create the chemistry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was just saying, but once we get in a relationship, I don't want no bullshit. I'm not here for the bullshit. I don't need to be arguing because you don't like what's on my phone. You think I'm texting too much or you're not like, you know, I had friends who go, oh, my girl saw me looking at pornography and it was a problem. And I'm like, what's the problem? Oh, she didn't like it. Okay. And like, it's because you allow it to be a problem. If you go, hey, this is what I do. This is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. If you want to be with that, fine. If you don't, then this is not going to work. The problem is guys are too afraid to do that. They're too afraid to speak up when there's an issue or an argument because guys don't want to have an argument. They're either afraid of losing the chick or they're afraid of losing the argument or having their weekend ruined because of said argument.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is, you know, something, you know, we talk about on the show all the time is that your relationships are really easy. Figure out what your non-negotiables are and never negotiate them. And I hate to quote this, but this is Chris Rock's joke. He says relationships is like carrying a couch. It's only hard if one person is doing it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
If we both grab each end and we're willing to put in. The problem is that one person is working on the relationship and the other person is sitting up with a thumbs up or thumbs down of this is good enough or it's not good enough when that's just never going to work. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I think part of the thing is, you know, you're trying to please your partner. You're trying to please your woman. And there's a lot of situations where they don't really know what they want. And I know that's a controversial statement.
I don't think it is at all.
I know. For our show, it's not. But out there, it is. Like, what? What do you... It meaning that she'll want something and not realize that's not what she wants in the sense of, hey, for example... And you had a consultation that was very similar. So I want to get into that in a second. But the notion of her going, hey, put that away. I don't like that you're watching that. And in reality, she doesn't want you to just put it away. She may not like it, but she wants you to fight back or be assertive.
I don't even think she knows that.
No, that's subconscious. That's my point. She doesn't really know what she wants because if you agree with if you give a woman everything she wants asks for, she will be unhappy because a lot of the time.
She's not even asking for everything that she wants. Part of what she's asking for is for you to show me that you have boundaries and you have self-worth. And if I'm willing to do anything you want me to do, then she'll take that as you don't have any self-worth.
Yeah. And also everything she wants is not what she needs all the time. And it's your job to figure out, in most relationships, as a man, it's your job to figure out what she needs. So you have to go through her requests one by one, like line items. It's like, you know, you have to approve and, you know, you have to approve whatever request, like a spending budget at an office. Like, okay, yes, we'll do this. No, we won't do that. Yes, we'll do this. And that's your role as a man. And that's frustrating. And they don't understand that ultimately is the role of a decent man. But
well, I just wanted to say, and you know, you said that this is not controversial to say women doesn't want know what she wants. But I think to frame it in a real way is a woman does not know what she wants. Her vagina does. So
wait, you felt that was more clear and less controversial than the clear statement that I just made?
Absolutely.
It's clear. Why. I don't know if it's less controversial.
Here's why. A woman's attraction is a visceral feeling. It's something that she feels. So a woman, on a practical, logical term, is I want a guy who's a high value man. He makes over $100,000. He has a PhD. He's well traveled. He's handsome. He has a six pack. All of those lists. You can have that list. You can meet a woman, can meet that guy and go, ick. He everything that he is could be an ick, which is, we talked about the icks and the ridiculousness and the arbitrariness.
An ick, for people who don't know, is just something that turns a woman off. Something insignificant or small in general that turns a woman off.
And what they don't, what they're not understanding is it is an ick because it communicates something in the subtext about this man that she didn't know in the first place. And so the assumption is that he does this, so he must be this person, which is just absurd. It's not something that they even ask. It's all in a feeling. So the same thing is true. The ick is the thing that proves that a woman doesn't know what she wants. Her vagina does. It is an internal thing. It is a visceral thing. The attraction is what women call chemistry. I like this guy. She a lot of times can't even articulate it. Why? Because it's a feeling. I mean, if you ask them to articulate and they think deeply about it, but it's a feeling. I'm attracted to this guy. It is a physical, biological reaction about how I feel. Just as if, you'll find a woman when she's attracted, her bosom's filled with blood and her sexual organs filled with blood, and she gets wet and all of these things. All those things. None of that happens because she said so. It's not like the Fantastic Four. Flame on, like
yeah.
It doesn't have that
it's
way.
It's instinctual. But also, you can get past the interesting thing about icks. Some of them are only icks if you allow them to be that.
Sure.
In the sense of, like, I know for my girl, we had this conversation before it was called an ick. You know, she would always do these little tests or whatever when she was getting to know me. She's like, oh, do you like amusement parks or whatever? Right? And I go, and another guy might go, you know, oh, she likes amusement parks. Let me say, yeah, I love amusement parks. I go, nah, I don't really care for it. I mean, I don't go on rides. And so, you know, I'm not a guy who goes to Disney World. She goes, oh, good answer. Because if you loved, I can't stand amusement parks. I don't like it. Right. But at the same time, it's if there's something that you do.
Why
like,
ask me that?
Why ask me that is, why not just tell me you don't like it? Why ask? Because it's a test in a weird way. And I don't think she knew she was doing it. She was just asking. But my general point is, she's like, oh, I'm glad you're not into Star Wars or whatever, because I don't like sci-fi. I think that's, I don't like it. I don't get into it. I go, yeah, but what if I was? You'd leave? I go, you're not going anywhere. I go, if I was the man that I am now, but I also like Star Wars, you're not going anywhere.
If I came to bed with a Darth Vader mask on banging you, you ain't going nowhere.
You have to be confident about it. Yeah, I don't give a fuck if you don't like it. It's my thing. You don't have to enjoy it. I'm not going to drag you to it. She's not a pro wrestling fan. I love pro wrestling. I work in pro wrestling.
Right.
I know she's not a pro wrestling fan. She enjoys it when she comes with me or when I put it on. She'd never watch it on her own. But that's an ick in a way. Like, she'd never fucking, if a guy on his profile had just a fucking John Cena t-shirt and, you know, Stone Cold Austin 316, she'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But because I am who I am, and I go, look, if you don't want to watch it, you don't have to. I don't care, but I'm going to watch this.
I'm watching.
What I do.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.